Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome in. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Let's get the show started right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, and I want to thank you for this opportunity for another week, Lord, that this show is not about me, but you. Lord, I ask that each song will speak to someone who's listening, that the Bible verses that are shared today mean more than what they were just given for, that somebody out there needs to hear it. Lord, be with Jayla and Brandon as they bring music this morning. Lord, we just lift you up, Lord, and give it all to you. And we thank you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, guys, let's get it going. We got a busy show today. I think I have about 34 Bible verses to share. I thank you for giving those to me on Facebook. And as I said just a minute ago, we have special music this morning from Jayla and Brandon Prince. That'll come up around the 9 o'clock hour. You will not want to miss it. Let's get going right here. It's Mix Sunday Morning. What is this love? It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope your Sunday morning is starting off good. Let's get it started with our Bible verses. The first one from Miss Carolyn Ellis, Psalms 21:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, Miss Carolyn Ellis, for Psalms 21:1. Next one is Sherry Bentley, Psalms 3:3. Thou, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Thank you, Miss Sherry, Psalms 3:3. Miss Brenda Howell, Ephesians 3:20 and 21. Now to who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Miss Tara Hatcher, Psalms 91:4. I love the knowledge that I am sheltered by the protective wings of God and suited in his armor to defend whatever may come against me. I'll be working Sunday, so I'll miss your broadcast, but I'm sure it will be very inspiring. Thank you, Miss Tara, for sharing Psalms 91:4. We're going to get back into some music right now, and it'll be Elevation Worship, Resurrecting, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I hope you enjoyed the Bible verses. In our last segment, we'll get right back to them right now. The first one we'll do is Miss Sharman Brown. Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. With every song, I will praise him. And she goes on to say, worship my meeting place with Jesus, where I can attempt to show how much I love him and feel him loving me, where in times of doubt, he brings restoration and salvation to all who trust him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Miss Sharman, for sharing that. Miss Jessica Owen, what's up, sis? Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Miss Jessica Owen, all the way from Houston, Texas. Miss Laura Ashley Dean Scantz, she shares John 16:33. Thank you for sharing that with us. I don't have time to read all of them, but I want to make sure I'm getting the verses out to you. Mark Gastly from Houston, Texas, Leviticus 11:9 through 11 and 12. He said, also, Psalms 137:9. And so look those up. I'll try to post all these later on. Miss Kathy Skipworth, Psalms 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's Psalms 23:6. Thank you, Miss Kathy. Miss Sheila Giddens, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 119, verse 14. Rob Riddle, all the way from North Dakota, Psalms 51:10 through 12. And he says, but really the whole chapter, I can't wait to meet King David. Thank you, Brother Rob. Hey, we're going to get back to music now. And as I get some of these verses sorted out, thank you for listening. It's Mix Sunday Morning. The afters, well done right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Let's jump back into our Bible verses. Mr. Hugo Blankenship, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And he says, simple verse, but without, we would be nothing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Hugo. Miss Valerie Hayes, Revelation 21:4. She said this was her go-to when her son passed away. God bless you, Miss Valerie. Miss Mandy Duncan, her favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. And she says, brings an assurance of future. Miss Mandy Parker, Matthew 6:34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thank you, Miss Mandy. Mr. Bill Wyckoff, thanks, Dad, for sharing this verse. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. Brother Brian Talton, 2 Timothy 2:15. He says he likes the verse for the sheer beauty of its construction and its call to personal accountability and growth. Miss Kendall Alford, Ephesians 4:25 through 32. Mr. Mike Richardson says 727 times the phrase, and it came to pass, appears in the Bible. Mr. Kevin Hardiman, Philippians 4:13. Mr. Joey Carter, Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us, and that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Mr. Jim Maxwell, Romans 12:2. Miss Allison Mayo Mitchell, Isaiah 40:31, and that's also the favorite verse of Alabama's own Miss Rebecca Young, Isaiah 40:31. And to prove God has a sense of humor, this is a young man I met a while back, and he's a special young man. But after I share this verse, we're going to all need to pray for him. And Jacob, I hope your wife is not listening right now. Mr. Jacob Lee put on Facebook, his favorite verse was Proverbs 21:19. And I'm going to have to pull out my Bible to read it. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. Jacob, I'll put a disclaimer on that. I do woodwork and I do build dog houses. Thank you for sharing it, Jacob. I hope we all got a laugh out of that one. Back to more music, and we'll get to the top of the hour, the 9 o'clock hour. We got a couple of songs. Then we come to our next break. We'll have special music from Jayla and Brandon French right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Phil Wickham, Battle Belongs, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Now it's time for a very special performance. I don't know really what to say because I was in tears when I heard it. So let's just get right to it. Jayla and Brandon Prince, beautiful name.
You were the word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You hid in glory and creation. Revealed in you are Christ. What
Jayla and Brandon Prince. God bless you guys. You're listening to Mix Sunday Morning. That's Pat Barrett, Build My Life, right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. Hey, what did you think about Jayla and Brandon? What a performance. Jayla is just an outstanding young lady. She's in law school right now, but it just broke my heart the other day. I know she's got a lot going on. She's always been there for me when I've called her and say, can you come sing to this group? Or can you come here and sing to this group? And once again, she told me to call her, and she would find a way in her schedule to be there. What a special, I can't say kid because she's not a kid anymore. What a special young lady. Thank you, Jayla. Thank you, Brandon. Let's get back to our Bible verses. Mr. Hunter Harris, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Miss Kelly Fleeman Johnson, Matthew 6:34. She said, somebody already referenced this verse. It's my favorite verse because I can read it or recite it, and it gives me peace. I tend to worry and stress about everything. Kelly, you're not alone. We all do that. And what a powerful verse. And isn't it good to go to the Bible to get us back on focus, to bring peace to us, and to help just keep us on path. Miss Sue White, Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good of those who love God and fulfill his purpose. Thank you, Miss Sue. Mr. Neil Veazey, Psalms 46:10. When the world seems against me or when I feel overwhelmed, I think of this verse and find peace. I am able to breathe again. I know that I don't have to handle it because he always has my back. Amen, Brother Neil. Miss Carrie Gaston, 2 Peter 3:9. When I think, please, Jesus, come take your church home, I'm reminded that he is long-suffering, wishing that none should perish, that I should seek to have the mind of Christ and not give up on mankind because God has it. And that's amazing because we can't give up on each other because God never gives up on us. Brother Robert Gadsden, Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He says it's one of his favorites. Try to find one not listed yet. So many great verses here. Thank you, Brother Robert. I hope you enjoyed all the Bible verses this week. I appreciate everybody taking the time to type them out. And again, for those I didn't get to read all your verses, I'd have to do a whole show to be able to read them all. But I'll try to post a list just of all the verses on there. And I encourage everyone to pull their Bible out and go to those verses. And I hope you're pulling your Bible out every day to check out the verses. God bless you for listening this morning. We'll get back into more music right now. It's Josh Baldwin, Evidence on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Gateway. Open the heavens right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, the top trending worship songs right now, You Say by Lauren Daigle, Good God Almighty by Crowder, Battle Belongs by Phil Wickham, Hold On to Me, Lauren Daigle, My Jesus, Ann Wilson, Graves into Gardens, Elevation Worship, Less Like Me, Zach Williams, Truth Be Told, Matthew West, Say I Won't, Mercy Me, Scars in Heaven by Casting Crowns, Rattle by Elevation Worship, Amen for King and Country, House of the Lord by Phil Wickham, Believe for It, CeCe Winans, Child of Love, We the Kingdom. And those are your top trending worship songs of 2022. Many of those we play every week. It's great to be here this morning. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you, everyone, again for the Bible verses. Thank you, Jayla and Brandon, again. If you didn't hear that, we're going to try to get that on a podcast. And if you can't get a podcast, get in touch with me because I'd love for them to come to your church, your youth group, and you can hear them live. Hey, you are tuned in to Mix 106.5. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Let's dive back into the music. It's Elevation Worship. Do it again right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Michael W. Smith, you are holy right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And wow, has it been 2 hours? This show just seems to fly by. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this a wonderful show, and not because of me, because like I tell everybody, you follow me, you'll fail. But you will never fail if you follow the Lord. Hey, as we heard the verses shared earlier today, I want to share one of my favorite verses, and it's 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. And it says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners win, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." And what that tells me is to get up every day and thank God that I'm here for His purpose, and that His purpose is served for me that day, and that I'm going to do everything I can to be who He wants me to be. And yes, I will fail, and yes, I will fall. But thank God for His grace and mercy for picking me up all the time to get me back on my feet, to keep running this race. And it's not to be the best person in this world, because we're not of this world, so we're not going to fit in it. So I can't wake up thinking how good of a person I am, how good of a worker I am, how I'm not that. I have to be humbly a servant of the Lord and to train that way. And we're not talking about going to the gym. There's nothing wrong with going to the gym, going to your Zumba classes. I'm talking about waking up every day and start your day out in prayer. And then get into a devotion, get into the Bible. I don't care if you open your phone and get to your Bible app and just pick the verse. But then when you pick the verse, click on the Bible part where it'll take you to the whole context of that verse, because it will open up so many different ways. So let's stay in training to get the prize. And that prize is to walk through the gates of heaven. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. We'll see you next week. God bless you.